Let's start from the Gemara. Let's start from there. We're going to go fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight lines from the bottom. The last, the first, very wide line. We have three lines, medium, small, medium, large. Like Goldilocks. So we have the very large. The very large, the very first large, large line. In the middle of the line, Hashem says to Yeshua, Kumlach, get up. Hashem said to Yeshua, do you want to know why that when they conquered, they attempted to conquer Ai, there was a terrible tragedy, and 36 people died. Who we Chazal tell us that 36 people are connected. Was your ben Asha connected to the Rishon Sanhedrin? So Hashem says to Moshe, that it's your fault. It's not only Ochad. Ochad is not the only one that contributed to the Chait. You, Yehoshua, you're also guilty. Why? Ani amarti v'hoi b'vichem sayadim to'akim, you shall set up stones. On the stone shall be a record of all of the mitzvahs. To write down all the mitzvahs, parashas nesav, and parashas nesav, you have the mitzvahs. I told you, Yishtu, when you come immediately in the course of the yardin, v'atem richaktem shishim mil, and you did not put up the stones until you came to Hagrizim Har-Evil, you distanced yourself 60 mil. Look at Rashi for clarification. Rashi says, it's also because of you that Klal Yisrael suffered a terrible defeat, a tragedy. You have no one to blame but you. You did not fulfill the mitzvahs. You did not fulfill my words. Because rechatem shisha mil har grisa har evil rechatem shisha mil min hayarden. Okay, Mordek Yisoid. Okay, so Mordek Yisoid, the Gemara teaches you a creed. If you want to find exactly where it is, it's exactly 60 mil from the Yarden. The Shom Hikim Wes Avonim, and the Hashem said in the parish, Hashem said in the parish, and when you come there, he's supposed to erect stones, large, massive stones, and on the stones, he's supposed to etch all of the Tayag, all of the, at least the Barachas and the Klolas. The Barachas and the Klolas, parish and the Savim, and you were supposed to put up these stones immediately when you crossed over the Yarden on the 10th day. On the 10th day of Nisan, you did not do so. You delayed until you delayed. You delayed, and you waited. Now I don't know exactly the exact details, but it seems like that he did not do it until he did not put up the stones in Har Gerizim Har Evil. So I guess this was already a Tekufa. I don't know exactly what the dates were, but the Gemara is telling us that he did not put up the stones immediately when he crossed the Yarden. He put up the stones in Har Gerizim Har Evil, which was 60 mil away from the Yarden. So Hashem said, that was the chait. That's not what I told you to do. And Mela, you are guilty, and that's why that chait has contributed to the defeat of your army, to the defeat of Eretz Yisrael. You have to understand something. That obviously, these two have something in common. That putting up the brachos and the kol is the key. The whole I was a defeat, meaning it's not going to be easy to conquer Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to succeed in conquering Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the whole key of Eretz Yisrael is totally in the key of the brachos and the kol. That's the whole key. So when there's a chesorin in the kiyum of the brachos v'aklolos, Hashem, when you come in there, you're told, so you're not doing things from the very, very start the way it's supposed to be. Mimela, you're going to be defeated. You're not going to succeed in conquering the land. It's totally zebezeh. The only way you have a kiyum in Eretz Yisrael, yimakayim the brachos v'aklolos. Vayta. This is what Rav Shila said. That's why Darshan. Back to the Gemara. Basar Dunav. After Bishila left the base medrash, Oikim Rav Amoira Ale, Rav, he put up a loudspeaker to tell the Oilam, Rabbi Yisai, I disagree with Rabbi Shila. Rabbi Shila, he said a chiddush, and he put up the stones in Har Gerizim Har Evil, 60 mil away from the entrance. I hold that Yeshua did nothing wrong. Yeshua, he acted al Piruach HaKadosh, he did correctly. Why? Because the Darash says in the Pasuk, Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe, Avdoi, just like what Hashem commanded Moshe Avdo, Kain Siva Moshe Yeshua, so the Moshe Yeshua, Vechain Oso Yehoshua, Loi Hesir Dover Mikola Shetiva Hashem Es Moshe. It's an explicit post that says Yehoshua did everything that he was told to do. Therefore, if he put up the stones in Har Gerizim Har Evil, which is 60 mil, that means that's exactly where Hashem wanted it to be. And he has done nothing wrong. This cannot possibly have been a trigger for the chait, why they were defeated in the mice of Ochan. Im kein mai tamlemar kumlach. So what then does it mean when Hashem said to Yehoshua, "Kum, rise up, loch, you, it's because of you. It's because of you." That was these words are kumlach, it has a connotation. I don't really know the connotation, but kumlach has a connotation as you are guilty. You, Yehoshua, you are the cause of what has happened. A new time. Omar loy atog ram to lohem, You caused it because you told them not to take from the spoils of Yerichai. Who told you to do that? I did not command in the Torah that the Klal Yisrael should not partake from the spoils of Yerichai. As far as I am concerned, you conquer Yericho, you can take the booty, you can take all the spoils. So you, Yahushua, you put upon Klal Yisrael a chumrah that they're not able to aim it. It's a chumrah she'ein reiv hatzibu yecholim la'amay ba. This is a chumrah merdek yisoid. It's not proper to put upon Klal Yisrael chumras. Only Yochan. No, so the Tanya is, but what did Hashem say to Yehoshua? Choto Yisrael. Only one person sinned, and you're blaming the entire Klal Yisrael. The Torah says tolerance. The fact that the silent majority, the fact that there's tolerance, that's what allowed Ochan to do the adverse. So, and the truth is, the whole Klal Yisrael sinned. They may not have mamish taken.
Similar
taken,
to
Egel. Egel, exactly. Only 3,000 people sinned, but the fact that it was tolerated, that's what gave the person, the individual, the goal, the will to do the Avera. It's a very important Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael, if someone has the chutzpah to go do something wrong, obviously in his mind he knows, people are not so makbid, I can get away with it. Why? Because they don't really care. Will they actually do it? No. Why ulterior motives? They don't want to ruin their shidduchim for their children, so they're not going to go actually do it. But I don't have that issue, I can do whatever I want. So people don't really care. So it goes to show that the whole Choto Yisrael, and Hashem is telling Yehoshua, it's a gezerah, she'ein roiv hatzibur yecholim la'amoid ba, and this is a very important yisoid when it comes to imposing chumrus upon Klal Yisrael. V'hainu dekamalei ba'ai, and that is what Hashem said to Ai, So this pasuk over here is telling you, look at Rashi, Rak shalala uvehemta tovayzu shalay tacharimim oid. Hashem told them, don't do it again. Hashem said, when it came to Ai, the Rai is from the end of the pasuk. Okay, the end of the pasuk. You have to look if you have the Sarni Gemara on Oisadi. It says, Yosisla lamalka asher asitza liricho lamalka rak shalala the spoils. The Ikaraya, the Gemara wants to bring this from the end of the pasuk, where Hashem says explicitly to Ai, don't make this mistake again. When you now conquer Ai, allow the army, Klal Yisrael, to derive pleasure from the spoils. Don't repeat your mistake. Why is Hashem telling him this? Because Hashem is telling you that you put a chumrah upon Klal Yisrael that they're not ready for, and that's what caused this entire thing to happen. Fine, that's the Gemara's Raya. Okay, good? Okay, so we have different words, maskana, we take away from this maskana, merging thing. There are really three possible reasons why the tragedy happened in Ai. Pasha Pshat is because Ochan took from the spoils of Yerichai. Number two, Yehoshua, he did not erect the stones immediately when they came into Eretz Yisrael. He delayed 60 mil. Number three, because Yehoshua imposed a chumrah upon Klal Yisrael that the Klal Yisrael was not ready for, so Yehoshua is partially responsible for that as well. Three different avenues. One is for sure, and the other two are different as machlekes. Okay, and now we go to the next Gemara. This is a very famous Gemara. They were waiting. They were waiting to do Baal and Ai. And Yehoshua lifted up his eyes and he saw from the distance, he saw the battlefield. And he saw a malach. Vayar, vayomer. And he said to the malach, who are you? Are you a malach or are you a demon? Vayomer lo, ki ani sar tzva Hashem ata basi. So the malach said to Yehoshua, I'm not a demon. I'm not a human being. I am a malach. A malach Hashem. I am the malach that's ani sar tzva Hashem, an officer of the host of Hashem. Ata vasi, I'm coming for now. I'm coming now. Now, what is the code word of ata vasi? Vayipol Yehoshua upon the arzah, vayishtachon ibad. Hechi. Correct the Gemara. The pasuk that Yehoshua bowed down. You're not allowed to bow down to a malach at night because maybe it's a shade. Va'omar, Rabbi Yochanan, asalolonu mishnu shalom b'chavir
b'layla. He already said he's not a shade.
What?
He said he's not a
shade. Okay, no, but maybe he's lying. He says you're not allowed to give shalom to your friend at night. We're very makbid on this. We're so makbid on this, we do even by day, just as a chumrah, just in case he nichshel at night, so we do by day also, not to give shalom chaver. I can give you examples. You want to hear examples?
No.
No, okay. But also loyla odam sheyitin shalom chaver balayla, and the chumrah. I'll just tell you very quick, is that there was a person, there was a shul that no one gave a person shalom aleichem. So he went to the Rav and told the Rav, they don't give me shalom aleichem in this shul, what a crazy place, it's stunning, they don't give me shalom aleichem. So the Rav says, so then the guy said, the only time they gave me Shalom Aleichem is Kirsh Levana. I go outside and they say Shalom Aleichem to me. So the Rav says, you know, it's a problem. So the Rav runs over to the bookcase. He takes out all this and he starts taking a very black magic marker and crossing out from the Shalom Aleichem to Gishlevana. He says, Loi Plug. In my shul, I don't want there to be any loisus. Loi Plug. We have to take out from the Siddur. Vaita. Also, because he may be a demon. Yeah, he may be a demon. So therefore, the Gemara says, how was Yeshua allowed to go give shalom to the Malach, or maybe it was a demon?
So terrible to say hello to a demon?
What? Sakana. We don't know how this thing works. I don't know. No, I never met a demon.
Really?
Maybe, no, I don't know. Maybe I did.
Maybe
everyone is a demon. It takes one to know one. So it's literally now you're not giving shalom to a shade, a shiny husband. So how is he allowed to do this? Because it's sakana. Shiny husband, become a lay, ani sar tzva Hashem. If the demons, if someone says the shame, the shade cannot say yudke vavke. This is the playbook. These are the rules. The rules, when you get smicha as a shade, they teach you this. You're not allowed to say yudke vavke. So if this creature is saying yudke vavke, it is obviously not a shade. The male Yeshua is allowed to bow down. Okay? So Anisa Hashem, I remember that. I went to shade school, he told me this. Anisa Hashem, Ata
Vasi. That doesn't play into this next kasha, my friend.
Vidilma, afraid of Meshakri. Maybe he's a liar. So therefore, he says over here. He says, I'm a malach. I jumped the gun. I jumped ahead of the Gemara. I'm a malach. V'dilma meshakri. Maybe the demon is a meshak is a liar. Gimiri the la mapki shem shem levatola. A demon is not mapki the shem Hashem. He is anitzar Hashem. And then we know for a fact that it was definitely not a shape. Vaita. Now, what exactly did the malach criticize Yeshua? Emesh. Yesterday, Bitalten Tomishal ben Rabbein. Yesterday, you did not offer the Tomei Shal ben Arbaim. You were busy in Muhammad, so you did not have time to bring Makkah the carbon Tomit. The Akshav and Abital Tem Talmud to right now, you're sitting, you're dilly dallying. Everyone's sitting around the battlefield looking what's going to be tomorrow, and you did not learn Torah. So Yeshua said, we have a tradition that Hashem does not come to Chatoim. When you go, you have a kindness in the person, you don't come with two sins. You do one at a time. If you're a malach, you're coming over, you have a complaint against me, to have tainus on me, to go punish me, you're not going to come and punish me with two averus. So therefore, which one of the two averus are you coming for? Which one's more important?
Can I ask a silly question? Tomei Shal ben Arbaim, what can they be? The whole Klai Yisrael is on the battlefield?
Obviously, it's a Mechamas Mitzvah. The whole Klai Yisrael is required to be on the battlefield, and they were not able to do so. It's a Mechamas Mitzvah. I feel a Kala Mechupas. Even a Kala Mechupas has to leave and go to battlefield. No one is even allowed.
No one's home.
It's everyone. Business is closed. All the business closed in Houston. Is there anyone sick in business? Parnassa today? No, nope, Parnassa. Everyone's busy looting. I'm sorry. There's no Parnassa because when there's an emergency, everyone is shut down. The Mela one. This Melchemes Mitzvah Al Achas Kama Vakama. How people are not going to have time to go do Avod. So Yeshua said, we have a Yesait. When you come to complain against a person for doing an Avera, you only come with one Avera. So Rebbe Musa Haskel, when a Rebbe comes Tainus against a Talmud, you only come with one Taina. You don't come and punish a Talmud with more than one Chait. So Eze Mehen Basi, Amaloi Ata Basi, I'm coming for Ata for the Ata. Kisful Chemes Hashem Azois. Ata Rashi says, Ata refers to Torah. Torah is Ata. Why is Torah Ata? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Yachshav b'tavim tam dokim v'dumim v'dumim yed nuchum asa b'torah." Okay, if I lishkav Ata v'asi al shem al shel shel achshav v'asi lipara.
Now,
but there's a very nice Jewish. I forgot what it is. The word Ata refers to Torah. Refers to Torah. The Ata kills the Shirazos. Torah is a shir, is a song. So I'm coming up here to come and you know, Isaac and Slavy. See over here how important it is to learn Torah. Everything comes back to Talmud Torah. Miyad. So Melo Miyad immediately, Yehoshua, he took the Musar, Vayolen, Yehoshua, Balayla, Hubzoche, Amik. Immediately he lodged in the Amik, the Amik Shal Halacha. The Mela, he was Masakni, the Tikkun for the Chait. Omar, Rabbi Shulban Achabar Unyo, Mishmei, the Rav Godel, from the Torah Yosem, Yaakov, was Chaminim. Look at this, Murdik. The learning Torah was greater than being Makar Karbonos. Shenemar, Ata, Vosim, coming for the Chait of Torah, not for the Chait of Karbonos. You also learn from Mr. Chagav, is a person has a choice of Talmud Torah versus davening. Because davening is connected to midin, so davening is merdik. It's mamish devikus b'Hashem. So the shiloh here is the person sacrificed a good davening to learn a daf gemara. It's not so poshut. But one, this is a makar. This is a very important makar to learn from. He said is that Talmud Torah has kedima b'derech klal when it comes to tefillah. But you have to be very careful. You have to know exactly the parameters, so exactly when, where, how, what, who, how exactly this works. In Eretz Yisrael, how do they establish the following pasuk? He's asking what's going to be in the future, the pasuk about to be now. Here's the pasuk. Al teitzei l'riv maher. Do not go out to fight quickly. You can always pick a fight. Okay, you can always go pick a fight. Save your weapons, like it was going on now in North Korea. You don't have to go nuke them now. There's plenty of time to nuke them. You have to be patient. Diplomacy. Pen. Because what are you going to do at the end when your friend puts you to shame? Rather, rivcha riv esrayecha. And the pasuk goes on to say, quarrel with your friend. V'soid al tog, to go and do not reveal secrets. Now, one of this long pasuk saying a lot of things, and we have to decipher what exactly each segment of this pasuk means. And we're explaining. Hashem said to Yecheskel, lechem olachem liyishol avicha hemori ve'yivich. Chitis Murdik is that when Klal Yisrael, we learn from this pasuk that Avram Avinu, what's his yichus? Avram Avinu came from the nation of Emori. Isn't that amazing? Avram comes from shame, but it mixed into Avram's yichus. It's mashma that Avram came from the nation of the Emorim, and Sarah came from Ches, from the nation, from the Canaanim called Ches. Isn't that amazing? Mixed into yichus was Ches. So Hashem said to Yecheskel, the Jewish people, they're doing averos. They're doing terrible, terrible averos. And when they do these averos, people begin to question, where does it come from? Where does it come from for Klal Yisrael to worship of a desire in such a horrible fashion, even worse than the Umas Olam? It must be because the Sabbath is a nitzitz of Tumah that lies within them in the Sharash, and going back all the way to Avraham and Sarah. Unbelievable. And therefore, you're being mevazi your parents. When a person does an avera, you know what you're doing, you're being mevaza, your parents will say, where does it come for you to do this avera? It must be your parents were shoyim. Your parents were, and they start looking at the yichus of your father and mother. So therefore, the Klal Yisrael is guilty of being putting to shame Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu. Unbelievable. So Amra Ruach Piskoinis. Piskoinis is the name of Malach. Ruach Piskoinis is the name of, what is it, the Gemara, Ruach Piskoinis is the name of a Malach. Michael, we have you, anyone want to help me over here? What is it?
Gabriel.
So Amr Ruch Piskalis of Nagash Baruch. We British Lolam and Yavavav and Bissar Yamdul of Nacha. I told him Elohim Machlam my son. Rebinish Lolam. Yeah, how dare you, Kaviochel? How can you go talk about Abraham and Sarah like this? If Abraham and Sarah were sitting in front of you, would you go and you insult them to their face and say, Klal Yisrael, you're saying about Avraham, who's sitting right here, that he's an Emori, and you're saying about Sarah, sitting right here, that she's a Chitis. Would you say this? Rivcha riv esrayecha, v'soid acher al togel, and go quarrel with your friend, but don't reveal secrets. In other words, Hashem, Malach is saying to Hashem, you have a fight to pick with Klal Yisrael? Okay, so tell them, give them Musar, but don't reveal secrets that their father, Avraham, has Yichus, from Emoiri, and Sarah has Yichus from Chitis. Exactly, in a ger. I told 10 generations, tell them, you're not going to go say about a ger, you go say anything better than a ger. So now we have to go back to the pasuk. Go back to the little pasuk. The one that's speaking over here is Al Teitzei L'Riv Maher. Don't, the Malach, the one who's speaking in this pasuk, is pasuk in Mishle, pasuk Gimel. This is a pasuk in Mishle. So who is the speaker according to the Gemara? The speaker is Gavriel, the Ruach Piskis. Okay? He's speaking to Hashem. Hashem, don't be so quick to say something that you're going to have charata for. Can you imagine the Malach talks to Hashem with such chutzpah? Don't be so quick to go and make a fight, pick a fight. Because on Avraham and Sarah, hear what you said about them, they're going to come with big complaints against you, Hashem. So therefore, Rivcha Riv Esriach, you want to fight? Go, fine. You want to give Musa to Klal Yisrael? Give all the Musa you want, but don't be Megala secrets with the Yichus of Avraham. So in fact, there is no Makar anywhere in Tanakh, in Chazal, anywhere, the Yichus of Avraham Terach. All we know is that Terach comes, so we do, I mean, we know the basic Yichus, the Torah traces all the way back to Shem. Okay, it goes back to Shem. But mixed into the Yichus, obviously, Shem had to marry someone. All of his children, there was some blood mixed in from Emori.
I'm a slave.
And from Chitis, there was some blood mixed in. That's what it says over here. So therefore, no one knows that. It doesn't say that in the Torah. That's a very big secret. Hashem, you realize what you just did? you have megal a soit for the ganze world to know a defect, and now it's going to get back to Avraham Avinu. Someone's going to go to the Rosh Machpelah, and they're going to read this pasuk of Rosh Machpelah, and they're going to find out, and it's going to be they're going to be very, very upset. So Hashem, you want to fight with Klal Yisrael, fight, but the soid acher al tegol, do not go and reveal secrets. Okay, I remember I read recently one of the yeshivas, and one of the in Europe, maybe it was the Lajin, a bacher was megala, it was the Gemara. He was megala secret for 22 years. We had this not too long ago. 22 years, he was megala secret. He was megala soid. What happened 22 years ago? And they threw him out of yeshiva. Person has to know how to keep secrets. The difference between the secret and public announcement, what's the difference between the two? Rafutn, Zeich, Tzav, Kosh, L'Rach, what does he say? Is the chilek between a secret and a public announcement. The only difference is a secret is something you tell people one person at a time. Public announcement, you get up and shouldn't make an announcement. What's a secret? Everyone knows a secret. Mm-hmm. It's just that I tell you, I'm calling them to tell you good news. Telling you, still telling you the secret. And then you go through the whole Rolodex. You tell the Gans Klal Yisrael, and you tell everyone, I'm only telling you, it's a secret, don't tell anyone. And then the next day everyone knows, haha, everyone knew this. That's the only difference between the public announcement and the secret. It's a Gval de Gavart. Right. So then the Marzakash Misle, Rishisl Kulhad, did Gavril have permission to go and to lodge such a nasty complaint against the Shvarachu? The Gemara says, that he has three names to the Malach Gavriel, Piskoin, Itmoin, and Sigroin. Piskoin, Shepoiseg, Dvem Kavimaila, Dvem Rishus. So Pella, this Gemara is Bamish Pilipoin. Then Malachim, they have a different set of rules than human beings. And one of the rules is the Gavriel has permission, he was created with permission built into his DNA to lodge complaints against Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem did this. Why? Because Hashem in his chesed, he wants to be also Mekabel Musar. Gavriel, isn't that amazing? He wants to be able to be Mekabel Musar. The Gra would hire the Dubna Magid to come to him and give him Musar. The Dubna Magid would say to the Gra the nastiest things.
Big kunst to stay in the base marriage, go out to the real world.
Exactly.
It's
also a kunst. That's not what I heard. I heard the Gra said, you're right, it's taka right, you know, you go out and there's a big nisyonis, but guess what? It's a big kunst to sit the whole day in Beis Medrash and learn. Hamev and Yavin, okay? This big kunst to sit zitzlesh, to sit the whole day and learn without Hasmada Rabbah. Believe me, it's a much bigger kunst to sit and learn about Hasmada Rabbah than to go out into the work field. You go out and work, so what do you do the whole day? So you make some money, coffee, you smoke, and you talk to people on telephone, and you play with your smartphone all day. To sit and learn the whole, you make a lot of money also doing these things. You make mamish millions. You make millions. Make millions. Tutzach. But to sit and learn a daf gemara without any jokes, and any lashon hara, without complaining, not being mitzi las and gedel Yisrael, this is the greatest kunz. Take it from one who knows. Right, Arye. That's why it's called piskun. He has a right to be paisik. Dvarim kavim ma'ala. Itamain shel itim avoynoi sem shel Yisrael. He's itim. He seals. He sealed up the sins of Klal Yisrael and Sigroin Kevin Shesoyger. When he finishes a sugya, when he finishes his presentation, there's nothing more to say. He has such sharp words to say. Kevin Shesoyger Shuv in the Pesach. Okay, Gvaldik. Now the Gemara goes to another pasuk. Hayaroch Shuacho Loi Vitzar. You shall arrange
so
your.
That's not a good thing, apparently. It's,
what?
It's
a very good thing.
It's, he's allowed to. What do you mean?
Once he speaks badly against clients,
no, bad. We say bad. This is good.
I don't know.
Once he presents an argument, look
Sigrun.
At Rashi.
Was that Sigrun?
Look at Rashi. Rashi. Sigrun. Let's see what says Rashi. Rashi on the right side. Kevin shesoyger she'ein lo rishus levakish rachamim. Kevin shegar v'chema. Kevin shesoyger.
Soyger. The one.
Gavriel.
Item is you're right. The soyger is that's it.
She'ein loy rishus levake shrachim. What's the Bach say? It's all from the Bach. The Bach came into soiger levake shrachimin. Teva ze mochok v'nir be'inais kigoin. So kigoin shagav rechema. That in a situation that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry and he closes his world off. So once he does not.
If really can't get through, there's no other. It's
if he does not get through, that's it. He's the red phone. He's the red phone in the shul. If the red phone does not work, for the same day. Once one is the youngest, why is there a red phone in the shul? He didn't know. What is the red phone for? So he didn't know it's for Hatzolah. So I told him, just in case the Shliach Tzi was having a hard time communicating with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we have a direct line. Okay, so once the red phone doesn't work, that's it, there's nothing more, Shuv, Ein, look, Rashi says, Ein malach acher pasach bevakasha ki lo yol, it's not going to help. Okay, we'll go now to the next command. The next one says, Hayaruch shuacha loy v'tzar. The word Hayaruch means to arrange. Shuacha means your prayer. Loy v'tzar. V'tzar means not in pain. Look at what it means that a person, this is an unbelievable, this is a critical gemara for life. This is the gemara is teaching you the site that l'olam yivakesh adam tefila koydim v'tzar. Don't wait until you're in trouble. Don't wait until your person Rachman is sick to first be mispal. You have to be mispal preventive medicine. Parnasa, you mispal way in advance. Shaduchim, if you were not mispal for your children to get married from the day they're born, you're already a day too late. The moment the child is born, that's when it starts. The tefillah to mevakish that Hashem should be mazmin for the child a proper azivik hagun. To be mekayim zeresh al kayama, I'll build a bias on Yisrael Saba. So these are the merdik yisoid. You have to be mevakesh tefillah koydem v'tzara. Unbelievable. So the Gemara pasuk is hayaroch shuach. So they said to Eif, the friend said, Eif, what are you complaining about? You have great tzaras. You're in pain. What's the, you know, Eif, let me ask you a question. Eif, did you prepare for this? Did you have a tefillah insurance policy? Some people have insurance policies. You have to have a tefillah insurance policy. Will you misfollow your entire life that this should not happen to you? That in case you get sick, you should be healed. In case there's a tzara, that you should be spared. You didn't. You just let life fly by. You took it all in, and you did not prepare for a rainy day. That's why you're suffering. Hayaroich, did you arrange shuacha, your prayer, lo vitzar, at a time when there was not pain, at a time when there was still hope? Unbelievable. Amar Rabbi Elazar li'olam yaktim adam tefila litzara. Okay, this Gemara is mamish. Ding 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 ding. This is off the charts. Shalmole lo hidmo gives me a classic example of Ai. Melchemes Ai, the second battle when we came there to Yisrael, how come only 36 people died and not the whole crowd of Yisrael? It's when Avraham Avinu, when his earliest travels in Paris, Lech Lecha, he passed by Ai and he saw Piruach HaKodesh, there's going to be a battle here in this city, who knows how many years later, 2,000 years later, whatever it was, and he saw it's going to happen. He was misfollowed. That tefillah was suspended in Shemayim and it was activated at the time of the Melchama. And because of Avram's tefillah, that's why only 36 people died and the whole Klal Yisrael did not die. Shalmol lehigdim Avram of tefillah tzara bein beiskel lebein ha'ai. When he went to the location, bein beiskel lebein ha'ai, lo nishtayer misoynehem shel Yisrael, a euphemism, there would not have been one survivor started upon it. Okay, so therefore this is a moedig where it must cancel this cancel the shakten tefillah tzara. A person that strengthens himself in this world, he silences all of the mekatrigim in Shemayim. You should be mispalat, the malachim should be your advocates, and adversaries in Shemayim. You have to be misfollowed that in Shemayim you're going to have a lot of friends. A lot of friends in Shemayim are going to be working behind the scenes.
Being
misfollowed. No, I don't know what it means. You're right. I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's a very takapella. What exactly does it mean? You should be misfollowed. You should help you out. So what does that mean?
But we don't
dive into Malach. We dive only to Hashem. Only to Hashem. So what does it mean? I don't know what it means. But this is what it says. You should be misfollowed. Rachem shayuk akol me'amsin. Everyone, look at the nusach. It really is hakol me'amsin es koychoi. He learns over here is that everyone, that your koyach should be strengthened. Your koyach should be strengthened.
They should be catalysts.
They should be catalysts that Hashem puts into you. Below you, lo yutzar melamal. Now, I'll tell you a very unbelievable shot in the pasuk. The Rashi back in Parashas, Mordek Rashi in Chumash and Parashas Ekev, Mamash fits into this one like a glove. In Parashas Ekev, it was Veschanan, it says there, Vayoreolanu, Hamitzrim v'la'avoseinu v'yishma Hashem es koleinu. So what does Rashi down that pasuk say? It should say in the pasuk v'yareolanu avoseinu v'lanu. The order is out of order. First, our forefathers and us. So Rashi says, Enochanami means our forefathers in heaven. that when we in this world suffer, when we have pain in this world, our forefathers know about it. They know exactly what's going on in this world. They feel our pain. So why? Why do they feel our pain? Obviously, so you would assume because that they should be mistal for us, right? They should be mistal. If they feel our pain, why would Hashem make it they feel our pain? It's only because that they should go and do something. They have a koyach of tefillah and shemayim, and they should do it. So then what does the pasuk then say? Vayishma Hashem es koyleinu. Hashem only listens to our voice. Hashem does not make any mention of Hashem listening to the voice of our forefathers. What's the pshat? But why then should they feel our pain? So the pshat is unbelievable. They feel our pain, and they're misfala. But you know the tefillah work? How the tefillah works in Shemayim? In Shemayim, when a neshama davens to Hashem, Hashem doesn't listen to the neshama. Hashem gives the person who has sar more power. Their tefillos empower us. If you daven Shemona Esrei, so let's say your power, let's say, is only 50%. Now that your Zayda knows your tsar, and your Zayda goes to listen to the Kisya Kovet, as Mevakesh Rachamim, Hashem doesn't listen to the Zayda. Hashem says, I hear what you say very good. So you know what? When you're Einikol, when he's misfollowed to me, I'm going to listen a lot better. I'm going to take that tefillah a lot more seriously. People have the attitude, they have a tzara, they go to the cemetery, they dump the pekel on the kever. I got all these tzaras. Zayda, I got a lot of problems. Here, they're now your problem. See you later. I'm off to vacation. I'm going skiing. I got grace at tzaras, I can't deal with it. I'm putting the tzaras in the kever. You deal with it. I'm going on vacation to Canada to go skiing. No. The way it works is, you go to the Zayda, you dump your pekel on the kever. The Zayda goes to Shemayim and it says, Rebbe Hashem, got a big tzar over here. So Hashem says, okay, when you're Einikol, when he's Nisfalo, I'm going to listen very, very carefully to his tefillah. And even though normally I would not listen to that tefillah, now I'm going to listen to that tefillah. The one that makes the last step is us. Is us. That's what the Gemara says. That's the Pasuk says. Vayareolanu hamitzrim v'lavoyseinu. Our forefathers heard Hatzar. Vayishma Hashem es koyleinu. Not avoyseinu. Our voice. What do they accomplish? They accomplish by empowering us. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Li'olam yivach yishadim rachim shayuga hakol me'amtsin es koychoy. Your koyach. All the malachim should influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should listen to you. Your koyach ha'tfilah should be accepted with Hashem. V'al yihu lo yitzonim l'mal, there should be no one should come and tell Hashem, don't listen to this guy. This guy is a phony. Don't listen to him. Stay away from him. No, you have to have people in Shemayim advocating over here, but the last step is you, not someone else. Vaita. Minayin shikib lo yevidi. How do you know that the vidi? How do you know that the confession? How do we know that the vidi, shalom aleichem. Welcome. How do we know that the vidui of the fellow who's on death row is accepted lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu? Turn on Yeshua said to Ochan, Me achartanu, just as you Ochan have ruined us today, Hashem should ruin you hayom hazeh. So the Mordarshans hayom hazeh ato ochel. Today you're going to be ruined. You're going to die today, but in the next world you're going to live on. V'ato ochel el mabah. Why? Because of your confession. Your confession is going to save you in the next world. Well, in the pasuk it says, I'll prove to you that ochel has a chilek el mabah, because it says the yichus in sefer divrei hayam of bnei zerach. Who were the children of Zerach? Zerach meant the two twins. There was Peretz and Zerach. Who was Zerach? Yehuda and Tamar. B'nei Zerach, Zimri, v'Eson, v'Heman, v'Chalkol, v'Darda, Kulam Chamisha. The Gemara Darsh, what does it say? It says over there, who does it say? It says, my Kulam Chamisha, Kulam Chamisha, Hein L'Olam Haba. Now the problem, so it doesn't say Ochan in the Pasuk. The Mori says, "Gosh, so what?" Doesn't say Achan in the pasuk here. Ksiv Zimri or Ksiv Achan. It says in this pasuk, it says Zimri, and it says Achan. Achan is where pasuk Ches Megemar Veichu Yeshua's Achan. Ben Achan in Sefer Yeshua. It's who's Achan's father? Achan ben Zerach. Achan the son of Zerach. V'yasa Kesef. And the other pasuk it says. Going back to the Moshe Pasuk, Uvinei Zerach, I'm sorry. The children of Zerach was Zimri, Eson, Heimon, Vechalkol, Vedardu, Kulim Chamish, Amai Kulim Chamish, Kulim Lachosh, Lulim Abba, Kusiv Zimri, Vechsiv Ochon, Rav Shmuel Chalim, one says, Ochon, Shmuel, Vechalim, 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 Zimri, Ah, so the most of us are asking a stira. Because in one place, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Rashi, Diba Masl, Ksiv Zimri, Vechsiv Ochon, Hocho, Kochoshev, Lune, Zerach, Veloi, Ksiv Ochon. In this pasuk, it does not count him as one of the children. We have a stira. We are assuming now in Divrei Hayom we're enumerating all of the children of Zerach. Every single child is being counted for. And it doesn't mention Ochan. How could that possibly be? But we're listing all of his children. So what's going on over here? That's the Gemara's kasha. What happened to Ochan? So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Chanamo, and says, Ochan Shemo, V'lom Nikos Shemo Zimri, no, in Chanami. When it says here in this pasuk, Uvene Zerach Zimri, Zimri is Ochan. Mm. They're the same person. So why we call him Zimri? Sha'asa Ma'aseh Zimri, because he did a Ma'aseh Znus. Just like Zimri. Zimri was born on Kozbi in public. So we learned talking about before that Ochan, one of the Chatan Ochan, was born on Naira Hamarasa. He did a Ma'aseh that was disgusting like Zimri. The Chah number one says Zimri, Shema Zimri was given, Lom Nikosh Ma'ochan, it's called Ochan, She'ichein, Avon Nasem, Shal Yishol, She'ichein. What does it mean, She'ichein? He went and he, She'ichein, I don't know what that means, what is that? Gilgal, the word Ikein means Gilgal Aleihem. He caused it to roll upon them, he caused it to come upon the Jewish people, the sins, their sins, Pekidas Avon Nasem, Ka'achel, like a snake. So the word Ochon comes from Loshon Igel. It means a snake that enveloped them. The sins of Klal Yisrael enveloped them where they were unable to escape from the sins and be punished for their chatoim because he went and he led the way in doing this terrible avera. Okay, so that's what Maskon. Here is that Ochon. So what does the Gemara want from this pasuk? That they all bnei olam haba. His name was either Ochan or his name was Zimri. But in any event, he appears in this pasuk, and the pasuk says Kulam Chamisha. Why does it say Kulam Chamisha? They're all Ben Elam Haba. Why is Ochan the Ben Elam Haba? He's a terrible Aver. He caused the death of 36 members of Klal Yisrael. The answer is because he said Vidui. And if a person says Vidui before he dies, then he is guaranteed a Chelik LeElam Haba. Next Gemara, if the person does not know how to say vidui, so the Gemara is the Mishnah says we tell him what to say. We tell him to say that this my death should serve as an atonement for all of my sins. Rabbi Yehuda says, and then the Gemara the Mishnah goes further. Let's say the person says, I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong, and therefore I'm not going to say this. I'm not saying vidui because I did nothing wrong. And you, I don't want to ruin my reputation for my children, my grandchildren. I want the record to state that I did not sin. So what do we do? So the Gemara Rabbi says, so the Tanakhama says we muzzle him, we don't want to be mitzi las, and Rabbi Yehuda goes on to say that if he wants to make this statement, we prevent him from making this statement. If we can assess that he's going to state before he dies, I have done nothing wrong, and I have nothing to say vidui for.
Specifically, the sins being killed for.
We kill for, and the king. So we take him, and we put on his. You told me duct tape, not masking tape. We put duct tape on his mouth to prevent him from making the statement. Why?
So
the Gemara why now why not? So the Gemara tells for the first time vinaku atzman. Who do we care? Let him go and. Vinaku, what does it mean? What's the translation of Vinaku? I'm translation of Vinaku.
Yeah, so hold the hook.
Let him go, fine. Vinaku, let him go and save his reputation after he dies. So the Gemara says, no, we don't care about Kadesh Lo, Lahoisi Las Al Bate Dinim, because if he's going to make the statement, people are listening, people may indeed question the court. They may indeed come to say that the Bezdin is a killed an innocent man. So therefore, we prevent him from saying, in order that people should not come to question the legitimacy, the honesty, the integrity of the court.
That people know. It's like today when someone gets in trouble. Is it?
Well, we obviously we don't have an appreciation of the times. We're living in a crazy world today. Everything today is an olam hafach, so we don't appreciate the wisdom of it. When people hear a person rebel when he dies and doesn't say vidui, they begin to question the authority of Bezdin. That's not a good thing for Bezdin. So therefore, we not going to lazal botinim, the al and the witnesses. People should not also. People are going to say the witnesses that they're liars. the witnesses leave, we do not let them fame. Turn up on Maisa, but the Mechot Chesel Haring Zad beating out the kill. Omar, he said, Im Yeshl be Avanazer, Lodemi Sasi, Kaporo, Lachavanai Sais. I didn't do it. I did not do this Avera. I did not, therefore, they are killing here innocent men. Therefore, if I did this Avera, then my death should not be atonement for nothing. And if I did not do the Avera, then Tehemi Sasi, Kaporo, Lachol Avanai. Very similar to the Mishnah. Ubezin, Lachol Yishol Menukin. And he went on to say, Ubezin, I don't blame the Bezin. The Bezin has no choice. But the witnesses, they should not have forgiveness forever. The court, they know, is the witnesses fooled the court. So he made a statement that says, don't blame the court. No one should blame the court. The court did halacha l'maisa. Klal Yisrael did nothing wrong. It's the witnesses who are liars. And I'm telling you now, no mechila, lo ba'al mehadein, v'lo ba'alma da'asi. No mechila for these witnesses. When they heard this, they said, l'achziru yev. So they said, what should we do? Not to kill him, we can't. Because the rules are, he has to be killed. Shek v'anig zog zera. Ella, yehoreg v'yehei kolu to b'sav v'aydim slev. The Rabbanan said, what can we do? So enochanami, if it's taka true what he said, so enochanami, so the witnesses, they're going to suffer in this world forever. So the Gemara's pshit, of course, kol k'minig, what could they do? The Gemara's nekasha, what are you telling me? Of course. If the proceedings have gone, they follow the rules, witnesses testify, and there's no one telling us that the witnesses are liars, we check them out, they're legit, and they testify that he's a murderer, and we kill the person, and the person doesn't want to confess, and the person says, I did nothing wrong, the witnesses are liars, they frame me for a crime I did not commit, so what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? The Gemara is an incredible case. They were going in a case where the witnesses, they confessed. The witnesses confessed. The guy is on death row. They're taking him out the heck to kill. And the witnesses say, we want to confess that we have lied. We did not witness the murder. We lied. So the Gemara says, so what? Once witnesses testify, you cannot retract your testimony. This is a principle in halacha. I don't know what it is in secular law, but in halacha is kevan shehigit shuv einach
ezur magid. He's going to be put to death.
Doesn't matter.
And it's a chusin. He's coming back.
It doesn't matter. It's not a schus. And you're saying very good. You have a schus. It means a svara, logic. But over here, the witnesses, who's coming saying the schus? The witnesses themselves. And we have a principle, kevan shegit shuv einach ezur magid. Witnesses cannot retract their testimony. So therefore, there's nothing that we can do. Lo yitzricha, so what's the chiddush then? Lo yitzricha, here's the chiddush. Af al gav deko yov taimu limol sayu. The chiddush is where the witness, when they retract, like what you're trying to say is, they tell us why they lied. We were under a lot of pressure. We were forced. We were under duress. It was money. It was this. It was that. It was circumstantial evidence. We thought we can testify. They give a very sound, logical reason why they lied and why they want to retract. So you may think that in this situation we're allowed to retract their testimony, not kill the person. Kiyahu ma'isa ma'isa deva'aya michsa, the ma'isa of the aya deva'aya michsa. We have to read the Rashi to explain what this ma'isa is. It's a very long ma'isa, but I know we're falling behind, but I have no choice, otherwise the whole Gemara is not going to be halacha. It's a very very fascinating little shul Gemara. Let's just run it very, very quickly. Okay, it's very, very fascinating. How often do you get to learn this type of thing over here? Look at the Rashi on the left side. The ayah, how do they touch the ayah? What's the ayah? The name of the person?
His name.
That was named, the mechsa means the laundry man. What was the maisa? Maisa, mechsa, chajay, shal, shrasha, echad, is a rasha, shemes, or mace, boy, be your mace, adam, god, be your. Okay, this person died. Two will die on the same day. A rasha and a tzaddik. They died the same day. So there were two funerals at the same time. They both were taken at the same time, exactly the same time. And then there was an emergency. Then there were armed robbers. Everyone ran away, and they left on the road the two coffins. The two coffins were left on the road. And one coffin was the Rosh Hashiva, was the tzaddik, and the other coffin was a rasha. Everyone abandoned because there was a sakana. There was one Talmud, one student there who snuck or hid in the bushes. He did not run away. And what happened was, the mitos, the coffins were exchanged. This happens today sometimes. Happens today where they go on the plane, whatever, where the coffins were exchanged. And they took out the Rasha to be buried with the Tzaddikim. They were masked, they took the Tzaddik, and they put him in the burial place for the Rasha. And there was one Talmud who knew that was everything, and he was telling everyone it's a mistake. They didn't listen to him. and the student of the very, very great Tsar, that his Rebbe is buried in the cemetery with Rishoyim, instead of being in Russia, is buried amongst the Tzaddikim. So, Ma Choto Godam Lekovel Zebi B'Zen. Now, this is an amazing Rashi. What was the Tsar? The Tsar was, what sin did my Rebbe do that he deserved this? Think about that. Isn't an amazing way to think about that? When a person suffers, people start questioning, what was his Aveira that he did that he deserved this B'Zionis? Uma Zoch Oiso Russia, what did the Russia merit? So the Rebbe came to the Talmud in a dream, and the Rebbe said to the Talmud, this world doesn't make a difference where you buried. It doesn't make a difference in this world where you buried, because I'll show you with my covenant in the Shemaim, that's the Ikkah. I'll show you that Rasha, he's in Gehenna. So it doesn't make a difference where they put you, which some people think of, I'm buried next to a tzaddik. People make that mistake. They'll spend $100,000 to be buried next to a tzaddik. What's it going to do for you? It's not going to do nothing for you. If you don't deserve to be in Gan Eden, you're not going to be in Gan Eden. You'll be where you're supposed to be. It's not going to make any difference where you bury next to. Okay? Makes no difference where you bury it. And the door hinges. This is a very interesting nusach. What's the reason why I suffered? I decided, I will pamachas. Here's the pshat. Shamati bignus talmidei cham v'loi machisi one time v'luchoch nenashti. Unbelievable gemara for every Hashanah. I once heard someone say something nasty about a Talmud Chacham, and I didn't protest. I let it go by. I let it go by. V'zeh pam achas heichin tzuda l'sarhu ir v'loi bos sarhu ir v'chil kol aniyim. And the other guy, one time, he made a big party for his family. They didn't come. So you know what he did? He gave all the whole suit to the poor people. He gave away all his money to poor people when he made a party, and no one showed up. There was a hurricane, so there was a flood. So he gave all the food to the poor people.
By the Russia.
So he said to the Siddur, I see what the guy is suffering so much. How long does he have to suffer in Gehenna? Until Shimon ben Shetach dies. V'ikonis tachtav, and Shimon Shetach will take his place in Gehenna. How are you talking? Shimon will take the place of this koyves in Gehenna. Amalei lama, why? Amalei nashim chashvash Yisraelah sheyesh v'ashtoin, this mamsh the next staff, v'ein oisabam din, because they were machashefas, tolerance, witches in his city, Ashkelon, and he did not protest. He let them live. Lamacha, okay, that, so therefore Shimon Shetach, he is going to Gehenna. Because Shimon Shetach, who is a Gadol Hadar, is not taking the lead in removing these machashefas from Klal Yisrael. Lamacha, the Talmud went, Sibor Yisrael Talmud, the Ramah Shimon Shetach, and the next day the Talmud went, and he told Shimon Shetach, you know where you're going tomorrow? You, the Gadol Hadar, you're going to Gehenna, because the whole Maisa, this is what they told me in Shemaim. Me'asa, so immediately he went, Kines Shemoinim Bachudim, Baal Nekoyma, V'hoi Yoyis HaYom Yom Geshamim, V'nosin Kad Gedoy L'Biyad Kolecha V'yachav V'kibu Talitz V'soycha. He took 80 students, and he took a pitcher, and there was a lot of rain that day. It was pouring that day, like today, in Houston. They'll say, he already cooled down, he stopped. And he folded Talitz V'soycha, V'amu L'chaim HaZorush V'hen Shehen Shemoinim, V'kibu there exactly 80, V'shosh V'tikonsu Yegvir Ish Achas Mehem Min Ha'aretz V'shuv Ein V'chashvos. Okay, and then, I don't know what this means, and then do some type of thing, when you enter it, lift up each person's pitcher, and they're not going to have the power to, a technique you learn in the magic school, you have a pitcher of water, and you have a talis, and if you hold it up in front of the machashefa, she can't cast a spell on you. That's, I guess, what you learn on the chuppah. Hold up. He put the 80 cents outside. So they said to him, who are you? He saw there's 80 machashefas, and he said to him, what are you doing over here? I am a magician just like you, and I'm here to test you. What magic do you have? I can bring you 80 students who will be wearing a dry garments, even though it's pouring rain, they're still wearing their clothing are dry. Let's see the trick up your sleeve. He went outside, he made a signal. So the students, they took the talis out of the pitchers of water, they're upside down. Wow, look at that. They came in dry, no umbrellas, they came in, but obviously they had the pitchers and to protect the clothes from getting wet. each student picked up one of the machashefas, and they succeeded, took them outside, and they killed 80 in one day. 80 machashefas were put to death in one day.
Nice.
And here's what happened. And the relatives were fuming mad. The relatives, when they found out that their mothers, their sisters, their daughters were killed, they were very, very angry. They wanted to lead a rebellion. They wanted to start a civil war. So what did they do? The two people came forward and they lied. They said testimony. Punishment was they're going to take revenge. They testified that Shimon ben Shetach's son is chayiv misa. The edict was perfect. There's nothing the Bezdin can do to stop the edict. And then they took out Shimon ben Shetach's son to kill. They took him out to die. Omar, so the son said, I did nothing wrong. I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. I'm a tzaddik. And these two people who testified, they're liars. If I have a sin, then I do not be kapara. And then what happened? When these witnesses heard what they did, that they were a lot of trouble, they were frightened, and they told the Beis Din, they said to the Beis Din, we're liars. Indeed, we did not. Indeed, Shem and Shalson did not kill anyone. And they gave an Amtalia Lidva, that's the Gemara's Horaya. And the only reason why we lied was because we wanted to take revenge for the death of our relatives, the 80 Machashefas. So there's a very good reason. So Bezin says, our hands are tied. We know you're liars. You admit you confess, but there are rules. There's a sequence of events, and there's nothing that we can do to release you from preventing the son of Shimon ben Shetach from dying. His son died. A very great tragedy, and this perfectly illustrates the Gemara. The Gemara is a chiddush over here, even though we know for a fact the reason that it was not their fault. Yet there's nothing that we can possibly do. Okay, unbelievable. Rashi, how often you learn to Rashi just smice like this and the sugya. Next mishnah, the Amos, mavshitin oisai as because they within 4 hours they take all the person's clothing. The person, the man is killed naked. So do you cover the erva? So the man, they cover the erva only in the front. They do not cover the erva in the back. And Isha, they cover the erva in the front and the back. And the Gemara says, and this very big halacha, Isha, very important, you said is that a woman, an erva by an Isha, is the back. A man, it's erva is only in the front, a woman, the erva is in the back. They hold that a woman is not, they do not take her for clothing. A woman is killed with her clothing on. Because it's too much of a bazillion for a woman to be killed with her clothing on. When they cover up a person's erva, they cover only the bare minimum. One portion. I don't know the measurements, the inches, but it's only one portion. Two parakim bein milifanecha bein me'acharecha b'mei shekul erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, it says that the isha, they cover the front and the back, and they cover a double portion, double what they would cover by a man. Vaito, v'acham racham say, ha'ish niskal adam, ve'inu isha niskal racham, they hold the men iskal adam, ve'ish niskal adam, my time adar abana, amakra, v'ragmu oso. They stone oso is a niyot, os, my oso yile mo oso v'lo oso. They only kill a man and a woman, that's ridiculous. V'aksiv, v'ayt say so, iso isha, o iso isha hi, elamai oso, oso b'lo kususo, ha iso b'chususo. A man is killed without his clothing, naked, but a woman is killed with the clothing on. He holds no. The word oisoi means the person himself, the body. But the person is killed, just the bare body.
It's
in the person, not the clothing. And the Chamacho Yehuda says there's no difference. Loishna ish, loishna isha, lememra, drabon, choshe, lihirhura. The fact that Rabbanah hold a woman, that a woman is filled with clothing, does that mean that the Rabbanah are considered the bystanders? They're going to see the woman. They're going to have hear him, thoughts of znus. Rabbi Yehuda loy choshlu, is that what it means? That a person sees something that is not proper, that's the cause for us to have thoughts. The ibcha shamanalu, we have just the opposite. That it's the Rabbanah that are chayish lihirhur, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish. Where do we have the shayla? By a soita. when they give the sight of the water to drink, do they expose her chest? So it's machlekes. The Tanan, Hakoyin Achiz Olichas Begudelach, he grabs her clothing, im Niku, Niku, if they get ripped to rips, im Nifrim, Nifrim, if the clothing, Ashe Megal, Esli, until she is exposed. The Saitzer has suddenly under her hair. Rabbi Huda is the one who says, im Hoya Libo, if she was a young woman, then lo Hoya Megal, they're not exposed. So we see, Pum, Bim Hoya Sar, no, lo Hoya Megal, so you have a Stira, so you have Amar Rabba, Hossam, Hanatam, Hashem, Tetzim, this Din Zaka, no, the reason why they're burning it, because maybe she'll be innocent. And if she's innocent, then the Talmidim who saw they're going to be Mahar, and only Mahar after the living. You're not Mahar, who is Nus after the dead. So Teshema, Tetzin, the Vezin, and Zaka, the Zgarbo, Pichakun, the young Kohen will have a Hervera. Ha, 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 Mikdala. Over here, the Gemara is saying in Metzias, and if a person sees a person dying naked, you're not going to be Mahar on the dead. Person, the Saita may live, she may live, you're Mahar on the dead. The Chitema, Osi, Aha, Osi, Ligri, Bachanan, I said, I'll see this woman. I think about other women. The Gemara, Amar, Rabba, Gemiri, Ein, Yetzah, Horus, Shalad, El, Vimish, Ein, Avdois. When you see a woman that's not sneezed, you don't think about her. You don't think about other women. That's the Gemara says, Stam, Stam, Teva. Stam, today. Fine. I'm a rabba. The Gemara says, that's only good green. I'm a rabba. I'm a rabba. I'm a rabba. I'm a rabba. You answer the same thing to the It says that all the women will watch what happened and they're not going to do in this, they'll continue in this evil way. You don't need to make her naked. The fact a woman is killed, that itself is the ultimate musa. To watch when we put to death, you don't need to do anything more than that. That's more than that. Do both. Go, there'll be Muslim, take off her clothing. A woman doesn't want to feel the shame. You don't want to suffer the humiliation when she dies. Because not everyone agrees to this. We have to explain this line tomorrow at a time. Thank you.